This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Mishnayis l'nishmas, my father, Moshe Yitzchak ben Doiv, also l'schus refuah shalema for kol chayilei Am Yisrael, also l'schus kol Am Yisrael, especially those who are nesun and b'tzara v'shivya. We're up to Maseches Shavuos, Perek Hei, Mishneh Hei. We're talking about making somebody swear because they did something, they made some damages or something like that, and they are denying it. And the Mishnah is now going to tell us that something that is a knas, meaning a punishment rather than a damages, is not something that we can make somebody swear for. And therefore, what do we know? How do we know? What's the indicator that something is a knas? That if he admits to it, he's pater. And the Mishnah is now going to give scenarios. Ganafta shayri. If a person says to someone else, "You stole my axe." Fuhu aimer lo ganafti. He says, "I did not steal it." Mashpiachani. He's going to make him swear. Amr amen. And he says, "Amen." Yeah, that means he's going to swear, that is the Kabbalah of the swearing. Chayev. He's chayev if it turns out that he swore falsely. Ganafti. He answers back. He ended up being that he stole. Not only did he steal it, but he also, let's say, shechted it or sold it. And there's a knas called dalad vehei. He has to pay four or five more times as much as the animal's worth. So he says he admits to the actual theft, kanafti avaloi tavachti v'lemacharti, but he doesn't admit to the selling or shechting. Mashbiachani, now he makes him swear, v'amar amen, and he accepts the swear, the shavua. Potter, that he's potter for because it's a knas. It's not a punishment. It's a punishment, not a actual damage. Hey, Ms. Sharcha is shayri. Your axe, he's coming to, someone comes to a person and says, "Your axe killed my axe." Again, that's damages. V'amar loy hemis, and he says, "My axe did not do that." Mashbiachani, now he makes him swear. V'amar amen, and he accepts the shvua. Chayev. He's chayev also because, again, it's damages. But hemes sharchus avdi, if he says that your axe killed my slave, and the pasuk says that there's a knas, there's a punishment, that such a person has to pay 30 slaim to the owner of the slave. V'oimer lehemes, and so he says that he didn't kill it. Mashbiachani, he makes him swear. V'amar amen, and he accepts the shvua. Potter, he's potter because that is the kind of shvua that it's shvua on something that is a knas. It's a punishment, and he would, if he would have admitted to it, he wouldn't have paid. Amaloi, if he says to him, chavaltabi, you made me a wound. You hurt me. You created some kind of a wound on me. Vasisa bi chabura, and you did some other kind of wounds. Vuhu amar lechavalti, he says, I didn't do that. And I didn't make you any kind of wound. Mashbiachani, I'm making you swear. Amen. And he answers that he is accepting the shvua. Chayev, he's chayev. But if he says Amila avdoi, if his slave tells him, he paltas shini, you just made me lose my tooth. Now, what's the significance of a tooth? Visimisas eini, or he made his eye blind. What's the significance of that is that there is a punishment in the Torah that he lets the Eved go. He lets the slave go. And he says, Leopalti, I didn't make your tooth go out or your eye get blind. Mashbiachani, he makes him swear. He accepts the shvua. Potter, he's potter. Because Zehaklal, this is the general rule. Kol hamishalam al piatzmai. Anyone that, if he were to admit it on his own right away, he'd come out and say, "This is what I did." He would be putter from paying it. Chayev, if he would pay it, even if he says it on his own, chayev, then he's chayev. V'she'ena mishalom abiyatzmai. If he is putter to pay because he admitted to it, he said it out on his own. V'she'ena mishalom abiyatzmai. Putter, he is putter from a shvua. If he swears, he's putter to bring the carbon, and he's putter from the shul. Yasha Koyach, and have a great day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.